Arkansas's new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, about the same number as the previous several days, 791. Pulaski County in central Arkansas had the most new cases again, 73. In this region, Sebastian County reports 57 new cases, Benton County 47, and Washington County 37. In all, 11 counties are reporting at least 20 new cases. There were 8 additional deaths, bringing the fatalities from the virus in the state to 442. There are fewer people hospitalized and fewer Arkansans needing ventilators than in the past 24-hour monitoring period. There have been just fewer than 5,600 tests administered in the past 24 hours, and as July nears an end, more than 181,000 Arkansans have been tested. At today's press briefing at the state capitol, Dr. Joe Thompson, the president and CEO of Arkansas Center for Health Improvement, announced that organization can now provide the number of active cases at a city level.
We are working to denominate this so that communities could have a rate in the future to actually be able to track a trend line at the community level. We're not there yet, but that will be forthcoming in the next week or two. We think this is important. I was on a phone call with the Municipal League and its membership this morning. Those local leaders need information that they can put into action to make sure that their citizenry knows that this COVID virus is in their community.
Dr. Thompson says the statistical breakdown will include more than 100 Arkansas cities with specific numbers of active cases.
There are another 400 that we will list that have at least one COVID positive case. So that puts us at 500 communities across the state with active COVID disease in their community. That is virtually every community in the state. So this is a real issue. It's a broad issue. It's a spreading issue. And I would ask every local leader, faith-based, community-based, family-based, to take it seriously and to do the three things we know work. Wash our hands, keep our distance, and wear a facial covering.
Governor Hutchinson says the state's most populated city, Little Rock, has the most active cases, 495. Springdale has 421, Fort Smith, 348, Jonesboro, 189, and Rogers rounds out the top five, 185. Fayetteville has the 10th most active cases, 136. Statewide, there are more than 6,100 active community cases. The new city-level information can be found at ACHI.net. Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas's acting Secretary of Health, says a directive requiring elective surgery patients to have a COVID-19 test before surgery is being rescinded.
Based on a retrospective analysis of the number of tests that were done and the number of positives that were encountered, which was a very small percentage, a decision was made to leave that decision up to the individual physician and institution. So the directive to perform the requirement of pre-surgical COVID testing will be eliminated. We think that it is prudent in some cases, because of the prevalence of the disease in the community, that physicians still consider testing their patients before surgery. Institutions and surgery and individual surgeons can make that decision with their patients.
The governor says he's authorizing 14 additional National Guard personnel to be activated to help the Arkansas Department of Health with operational support. Already, 28 National Guard personnel are assisting Washington Regional Medical Center and other facilities. And the governor today again confirmed the school year is scheduled to begin August 24th. And he says during tomorrow's briefing, he'll announce guidelines for fall sports like football, volleyball, and cheerleading at Arkansas schools. You can stay up to date with COVID-19's effects on our area each weekday morning at 5:30 and 7:30 with Antoinette Grajeda's newscast and through our COVID-19 update page at KUAF.com. This morning, the Oklahoma State Department of Health announced 13 deaths from the virus have been added to that state's total, though none of the deaths occurred during the previous 24 hours. There have been 536 COVID-19 deaths in Oklahoma and more than 35,000 cumulative cases since the beginning of the pandemic. And the 22nd annual Greater Bentonville Chamber of Commerce's annual Northwest Arkansas Business Women's Conference is shifting to an all-virtual event because of the pandemic. The September 15th event will be headlined by Crystal Washington, a Houston-based author and technology strategist.